What up, Doc Squad? I see that you are still here listening to the High Ticket Doc Podcast, and I absolutely love that for you. There is a lot of great content here. However, I did want to let you know that we are in a new location under a new name. I want to encourage you to pull up your favorite podcast app, go to the search bar, and search for the Doctor Coach School Podcast. If you love this podcast, then trust me, we are leveling up our transformational coaching and everything that we talk about on this podcast in the Dr. Coach School Podcast. So join me over there. Listen, feel free to binge listen to as much as you want here, but also for brand new episodes every single Monday at 5 a.m., join me on the Dr. Coach School Podcast. As soon as you pull it up, make sure you hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. Peace and love. Hello and welcome to the Productive on Purpose podcast. Are you a high-achieving woman of color who struggles with imposter syndrome, procrastination, and self-sabotage? Are you tired of going to bed each night hoping that tomorrow will be a better day, only for it to be more of the same? Are you sick of empty affirmations that make you feel good but don't actually lead to change? And are you over being shamed and yelled at to do the work with no insight as to how to get it done? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then friends, you are in the right place. I am your host, Dr. Kimmy, an award-winning, board-certified physician and professor. I am also your purpose coach. Here on the Pop Podcast, we are about actual transformation. This podcast will provide actionable strategies to help you walk in your purpose. Let's get started. What up, squad? Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Whew, I had no intention of recording tonight. It's Saturday night. I am leaving for vacation tomorrow. Just a quick trip with the family. We're not really going to leave the hotel room, but just a way for us to get away. And I decided to do a Peloton ride. I just purchased a Peloton and I did my first ride on Monday night and subsequently threw my back out because I didn't stretch ahead of time because I got too excited. So it's Saturday night and I'm feeling better after a week of rest. So I decided to do another ride, because I'm going to be away from the bike for a week, which makes me sad because I've fallen in love with it and I don't want to leave it. If you don't have a Peloton, this story will still make sense to you, but I'm just kind of setting it up. Beyonce just went into a collaboration with the folks at Peloton. So now they're playing her music and they have Beyonce rides. And so my husband did the Alex and Tunde Beyonce ride. So I said, okay, you know, let me do that. Even though I've only done one ride, right? So like theoretically I should be doing beginner rides or something like that, because this is not a beginner ride. It is a very serious, serious ride, but I decided to do it regardless and just kind of go at my own pace. I'm not going to try to match their cadence or their resistance. I'm just going to do what I can do. So I'm on the bike. And then they get to the portion of the ride where they play Beyonce's I Was Here. Now, as they're playing it, Tunde, and I did Tunde's beginner ride, so I was kind of like, I love her story. I love her story. Just the little snippet that I've learned of it already, I'm already like a fangirl for her, right? She's one of the instructors. So in any case, she starts telling her story about how the song I Was Here healed her after her father passed away, because she realized that her father lived a life in such a way that he touched so many people, and that allowed her to know that he was here and that she could even carry on his legacy through what she does. Like, essentially, was what she was saying. And I got really emotional. Many of you guys know that everything I do on my podcast and in my business is as a result of my mother and the life that she lived, the incredible life that she lived, but then also the dreams that she deferred. And I find myself getting emotional again, so please bear with me. As you guys know, when my mom passed away in 2017, I talk about this all the time. And if you're new to the podcast, welcome to the Pop Squad. You can go back to episode 0 to learn a little bit more about this story. But after my mom passed, I'm in her living room putting things away and trying to decide what to keep, what to donate, what to throw away. And I found a manila envelope, the contents of which just like stopped me in my tracks. And it's a moment that I'll never, ever forget when I found my mom's handwritten manuscript. By the way, guys, I'm doing this episode, like I said, very impromptu. I have no notes. Usually I at least have notes, like an outline. I don't write out a script ever, but usually I have something. I have nothing, y'all, like nothing at all. So my mom had written a book and never got it published. I don't think anyone had ever even seen or read it themselves. And so that moment was just one of profound sadness, but also profound determination for me. I made a decision in that moment that I was going to walk in my purpose. And lots of false starts, didn't really know what that meant. Still took like another year to get out of my own way and stop self-sabotaging and to finally develop the system that I teach you guys and that I teach my students in my programs. But I've been thinking about this notion of legacy. And whenever we think about legacy, we think about children, right? For a lot of us. But that's not the only thing that legacy is. Legacy is leaving a mark. The way I think about it is legacy is leaving a mark on this world and knowing that at the end of the day, you change someone's life. Now, oftentimes that is your children, but even if you don't have children, you can still change lives. You can still show up and serve. And I started this podcast for the express purpose of helping you guys walk in your purpose. Because I would not be able to live with myself if I could have helped someone on this road called life. If I could help them get out of their own way and actually start serving and showing up in this world, right? If I had developed those strategies and those tools that helped me, and then I didn't pass it along to you guys, then that would have been not upholding the legacy of my mom, right? Because even in her dreams that she deferred, it was always because of us, because of me and my brother trying to help us do more for ourselves. She sacrificed herself for us. And I don't have a choice. I have to show up in this world and serve. And so that's why I do everything I do. I wake up every day with doubt. I wake up every day with fear. I wake up every day with like, just with this sense of like, but what if it doesn't work out, right? But I wake up every day with purpose and with intention because God gave me these gifts and it is my duty. It is my duty to honor him through my service and through these gifts. And so I do it even when I don't want to. I do it even when I'm scared out of my mind. I do it even when only 3 people show up. I remember I did a masterclass in July and 3 people showed up. 3 people showed up to my masterclass. You'll hear entrepreneurs out there, they do a masterclass, hundreds, if not thousands of people show up. 3 people showed up to my masterclass. But you know what? I served those 3 people. I served them. And one of them ended up joining my program. So even when I, you know, I'm doing this thing now that I'm on Instagram, follow me on Instagram. If you're not following me, I would love to hang out with you over there. Productive_on_purpose. I'm showing up live there every single day except Saturdays. That's been the challenge. I made that commitment to myself, and I challenged myself that I wanted to do this, to show up live every day. Friday, I showed up live. No one watched. That's not true. One person hopped on and then she hopped off, right? But guess what? Guess what? That's okay. If one person watches, I'm going to serve that person. If no one watches, I am going to serve everyone that's going to watch it on the replay. I am so committed to my purpose, y'all. It is not easy. This past year has been the hardest, one of the hardest years of my life in terms of just COVID, being at work. You guys know I'm a physician. Being at work, worrying about PPE, and then everything that happened this summer with racial injustice and the lynchings that happened, and just... this has been one of the most challenging years of my life, but also one of the most purpose-filled years. I started my podcast, started my business, started showing up in this world and serving. I just wrapped up another round of P2P, Procrastination to Purpose, which is my group coaching program where I help women overcome their procrastination and start serving and building their own communities so that they can build their own businesses online. And the women in there were just amazing, right? But again, this year has been equally challenging and equally rewarding. But at the end of the day, right? At the end of the day, I have to think that not only will God care about whether I served him and worshiped him and all of that, but how I served his people. How I served his people. And I heard someone say one time, it is a sin to sit on your gifts. And I was just like, whoa, that's harsh. That's a little much. But it's true. I mean, the Bible tells us in so many places, if you have a gift, work the gift. If you have a gift, work the gift. So because I hopped on here without any preparation, I need to now look up the scriptures that I am that I'm thinking about. So give me a second to do that. And so I am going to read for you Romans chapter 12, verse 6. And I'm reading from the New International Version. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. So they're just there, like the gifts that you have are given to you by God. They're God-given gifts. And it's because of his grace towards us that he gave us those gifts. And then it goes on to say, if your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Wow. It's like the Bible is telling us, if we've been given these gifts, it is our responsibility. Our responsibility to use these gifts in the best possible way that we know how. If you're called to lead, then lead diligently. And you know what I love about this scripture? The gifts that they describe are things that people in this online business space will tell you, oh, that's not really, you know, marketable. Like, encouragement is not marketable. I mean, it's a gift. It's a God-given gift. Do people need it? Are they desiring it? Yes, right? Teaching, giving, leading, prophesying, serving, right? All of these things, like, if that's your gift, God's telling us, then work that gift. Because our gift is not about us. Our gift is about the people we serve. And so I was doing the ride, the Peloton ride with Tunde. Y'all are going to have to excuse me. This episode will be a little bit all over the place because I wasn't supposed to be doing an episode at 11 o'clock at night on Saturday night. But here we are, right? Here we are. So she was just talking about how at the end of the day, she wants people to know that she was here through her service. And her service that she's referring to is the work that she does with Peloton, which some people would say, that service, yes. She shows up and she helps people, like, sweat and get their bodies healthy and get their minds right. I mean, the way I feel after that ride, right? I couldn't go to bed now even if I wanted to, which is why I was like, let me just go ahead and record. But, you know, this song, I Was Here, like, go listen to it if you're not familiar and listen to it with the lyrics. But Beyonce says, I was here, I lived, I loved, I was here, I did, I've done everything that I wanted. And it was more than I thought it would be. I will leave my mark so everyone will know I was here. I mean, and you know what I love about this? Like, I get chills, right? Because I've done episodes about Beyonce and how Beyonce ain't better than you. Okay, so go back and listen to that episode because she isn't. But the difference between me and Beyonce, the difference between you and Beyonce, the difference between 99.9% of the world and Beyonce is that Beyonce is allowing herself to be great because she wants to leave a mark on this world and she does not want this world to pass her by knowing that she could have showed up. Like, how does Beyonce serve? Beyonce serves by showing up and showing other people that you can be the best version of yourself if you believe that you can be the best version of yourself. That's how Beyonce shows up. That's the service that she does. She does so much more. She does philanthropic things, everything that she's even doing with Peloton and giving access to HBCUs so that they can use Peloton. Like, I mean, it's just absolutely beautiful. But, over and above all of that, she shows up and shows us that it's okay to be ourselves and that we can do hard things, right? I was never a Beyoncé fan or stan. I loved Destiny's Child, like obsessed. But Beyoncé herself, I wasn't like fully into her until Homecoming. When I saw Homecoming and how this lady made the decision for greatness, it was a decision. Like, the greatness is not necessarily intrinsic. Yes, she has talent. Yes, she's an amazing performer. Yes. But she made a decision. I will be great at this. I am going to put on the greatest performance in Coachella history. That is what I'm going to do. So many of us are sitting on our gifts. We know how we've transformed our lives or the life of someone else. We're sitting on that gift. We're sitting on it. And it is really, really difficult and really, really challenging to get activated and to move out of your own way. And I get it. Like, I completely get it. I completely get it. However, you owe it not only to yourself, but to the people that you can help. And it honors God. It honors God when we show up authentically and do what we were created to do. Some of you guys are doing that through your jobs. And that's beautiful. My job is a part of my purpose. My job as a physician is a part of my purpose. But that's not it. I know I was made for more. I know I was made for more. And I made the decision. I made the decision that I am going to do more. I was made for more, and I'm going to do more. And you may be feeling that pull, feeling that tug. There's a reason that you listen to my podcast every week. There's a reason that you are feeling that pull and that tug toward your greatness, toward the way that you can serve others, but you keep getting in your own way. You keep second guessing yourself. You keep sabotaging, procrastinating, and not taking messy first steps or any steps at all, right? I want to help get you unstuck. I want to help get you activated. That's what I want to do. I want you to start showing up and serving. And you can do it. I have had success with so many individuals where I have been able to help them just in the past year get unstuck and start serving. And it's so beautiful when I see their stories and I see them sharing about how they are showing up in this world. It's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And that's available to you. That is available to you. It is available to you. Here's the first step you can take. Go to pushthroughprocrastination.com and sign up for the 5-day challenge. Now, the challenge starts on November 29th. Okay, so I'm releasing this as a bonus episode. The challenge starts on November 29th. So you have a couple of days, and there is an investment. So I want to talk about that a little bit, because my challenges in the past have been free. But now the challenge is a very, very small investment. And why is that? Because when you pay attention, and there's no transformation without transaction. And so I, in the past, have had hundreds of people sign up for my challenge, but only a few actually show up and even fewer put in the work. And the ones who consistently put in the work see tremendous outcomes by the end of the 5-day challenge. And so I know that in order to help you guys achieve that maximal level of transformation, that I have to have you guys put just a little bit of skin in the game. It's just a little. The challenge is $27. That's it. $27. I can say this confidently. This will be the best $27 that you will have ever invested in yourself. A nominal fee, $27. That's it. To start showing up, to start getting unstuck, to move out of your own way and serve and start serving, right? To teach your unconscious mind to undo some of the damage that your cavewoman is trying to do to you. Like, people have left my 5-day challenge and started businesses and that's when it was free. So imagine this, right? Imagine this. So again, I do this because it brings me joy to us to see other people's lives change. This is not about me. This is about you and your purpose. I would love to see you inside the 5-day push through procrastination challenge. We start November 29th. Y'all, it's going to be epic. It is always epic. Every time I run a challenge, listen, I put everything into it. Everything. Okay. When I run a challenge, I run a challenge. Okay. So it's going to be everything. Okay. There's going to be prizes. We have squad pods. So you'll be able to like get in community with other like-minded women. It's just so special. It's just going to be like amazing, next level. And I'm so, so excited for what's about to happen, y'all. So excited. So pushthroughprocrastination.com. Try not to procrastinate on it. I know you're listening. You're probably driving. You could be working out, whatever you're doing. When you get to your destination or you're done, just put it. It's very easy. This is the Push Through Procrastination Challenge. You just go to pushthroughprocrastination.com. That's it. That's it. All right, y'all. I will see you guys on Monday for another episode, but I really, really hope that I see you on Sunday night for the 5-day Push Through Procrastination Challenge. Epic, epic. Doesn't even begin to describe it. You need this. You need this. If you are a woman who wants to finally get out of her own way, start showing up and serving authentically and walking in her purpose, but you can't even currently get your to-do list done, or you can't even wake up in the morning without snoozing. Like, there's some basic things that you can't get done. So you can't even see yourself on the path to entrepreneurship, to starting a business that can change lives. Then this challenge is for you. Pushthroughprocrastination.com. I will see you guys on Sunday night at 8:30 p.m., November 29th. Get excited. Your life is about to change. All right, squad. Thank you so much for joining me on this impromptu bonus episode. And I will see you guys on November 29th inside the challenge. Peace and love. Hey, 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 Pop Squad. This episode is brought to you by my brand new free course, The Procrastinator's Guide to Starting a Business. If you have ever said to yourself, I would love to start a business that allows me to walk in my purpose, increase my impact, and leave a legacy on this earth, then this free mini training is for you. So let me walk you through it. When you click the link in the show notes, it's going to take you to my procrastination personality test. Once you take that test, you will learn exactly what type of procrastinator you are, how you are currently showing up, and how procrastination may be impacting your life. But then the exciting part is, right after that, you will be emailed my free mini training that is going to walk you through
all of the steps that you need to take to push through procrastination and finally start your purpose-based business. I'm so excited for you guys for this mini training. I hope it helps you, and I know it will, to be able to get in the right frame of mind to start your business. Listen, 2020 has been a year, okay? But there are still ways that we can show up in this world and serve. There are still ways that we can show up in this world and serve. So if you are ready to get out of the cave and finally take those first messy steps to starting your business, then head on over to the show notes and click the link and sign up. And I'll see you inside the training. Peace and love.